Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You can listen to The Fan anytime, anywhere on the free Odyssey app or by telling your smart speaker to play 92.3 The Fan. And now, oh, it's even better. You can find 92.3 The Fan on YouTube. How about that? It includes the Ken Carman Show with Anthony Lima from 6 to 10 a.m., Afternoon Drive with Nick Wilson and Jonathan Peterlin, 2 to 7. That's why they get dressed up every day. And every weekday on 92.3 The Fan on the YouTube channel. Go watch those guys. Subscribe to our channel for free. You can watch all the best content from your favorite shows on The Fan, live and on demand. You can do that right now. I'm Jeff Phelps. My partner today, Tom Withers, in for Andy Baskin. And we're talking Cavs basketball. There's one big thing that we want to discuss, but before we get to that, you mentioned Lonzo Ball. Mm. When Lonzo was signed, I said, he is the perfect addition to the Cavs backcourt. Perfect. Big, tall guy, strong guy, can shoot the three, is pass first, and can defend like crazy out on the wing. He's 6'6", he can defend.
That length, right?
The only thing is, his knees, there's a tape dispenser in front of me. His knees are put together with scotch tape and body parts from others. If he can stay healthy, Tom, God, what a help he's going to be all season.
Jeff, as a former coach, not at a very high level, but high enough, I appreciate all the little things that he does that don't show up in the box score, right? Like you said.
He knows how to play the game.
Especially defensively, like the little hedge,
without question.
Whatever it might be. Deflected balls, all those kinds of things that you don't necessarily, point out after the game unless you are a coach.
Yep.
And, I like everything about him. So go ahead, I'm sorry.
The one aspect along with that, Larry Nance is the same kind of player.
I agree.
The only problem is?
Health.
Larry and Lonzo have the same issue.
I know.
And those are, Tom, if we get to the playoffs, there are 9 guys that I want to play. And those guys are 2 of them. I mean, Larry Nance and Lonzo Ball should be rotation players in the playoffs, and they got to be healthy to get there.
Well, which is why you're going to see them sitting out here.
Sitting out. What we hate is what we're going to see.
Take a look at our laundry list of guys that are sitting on the bench tonight, folks. I know it's hard. It's hard.
Yep.
And then when you hear like a guy like Michael Jordan recently say, "Load management, what the hell was that?"
Well, it's why it might be one of the reasons that Michael's career was short and then came back.
By today's standards, right? Fair point.
Jeff's in University Heights, and Jeff wants to bring up what Tom and I were going to bring up next. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yes, good afternoon, my namesake, and good afternoon, Mr. Withers, Coach Withers now.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm off today because the schools are closed, but... So before I get to one Evan Mobley, I just want to say this. The Cavs' attitude this season has been head-scratching to me. In fact, as it was widely reported, after Sunday's game loss to the Celtics, who, by the way, are coming off a back-to-back, who, by the way, don't have Tatum, Porzingis is in Atlanta, Horford's in Golden State, and Jrue Holiday's in Portland, and, Derek White didn't play either, but I digress. After that game, it was reported that one Jalen Tyson, second-year player, by the way, was the one who, for lack of a better term, dressed down the team regarding their attitude
Yep.
And that's why they came out like they did last night.
Tom just went over all that and the things he said, Jeff. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's amazing to me that it took a second-year player. And here's my thing, Jeff. There's a lot I want to say, but I know we're under time, so I'll make it concise.
Go ahead. Do your thing.
Evan Mobley, who we were told is a unicorn. That's what we were told. Is not a unicorn. Unicorn is Victor Wembanyama. Unicorn is Kristaps Porzingis when he's healthy. Granted, that's not often, but when he is healthy. Evan Mobley, there was once a description of Fred Lynn back in the 70s by a baseball scout that said he's a laid-back Californian, not mentally tough. And to me, that's how I see Evan Mobley, which I'm disappointed because I was on the Evan Mobley bandwagon. And if the Cavs are going to go as Evan Mobley goes, we're not going very far unless I see an attitude change with him. There's no way that game last week, for who they were playing, when he only had 7 points and five rebounds and only took seven shots the whole game. Now, part of that was on Kenny, but part of that is go get the ball off the glass on the offensive boards, Evan, and demand to Kenny to get me the doggone ball that game where you had only him and Donovan out there. And it's just too many lackadaisical.
It's in Toronto, wasn't it? Toronto game?
Yeah, it was. That's
yeah,
who it was.
5 of 7,
too many
yeah,
lackadaisical, laid-back type of efforts that just really grate on me as a fan. And I'm really kind of disappointed with Evan Mobley. I'm starting to sour on him, and I don't want to do that. But I'm very disappointed in him. I'll just say that.
All right, Jeff. Thank you for the phone call.
You know what, Jed? Some really astute points there by Jeff. And I think he gets to the heart of how a lot of people feel about Evan. I think there's still some disappointment mixed with the potential, right, Jeff, that he can yeah, still be, kind of an offensive force. I mean, there's no denying he's an extraordinary defensive player, but I think this team needs a more assertive, a more physical, and Evan Mobley with a little nasty streak, and I'm not sure he's got it in him. I'm not sure that's the way he's wired. And before,
he's a really nice guy.
He's a great kid.
And sometimes that can work against you.
And before I kick it back over to you, I want to address the Tyson Donovan Mitchell situation in that locker room. It almost felt like the other night.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
That Donovan was sitting back, giving the floor to Jalen Tyson to get out the word that we are not satisfied as a team to where we stand. So I think in turn, he kind of empowered him to be the spokesman that night. And I think when Donovan was hearing it, because he was just sitting 20 feet away, I think when Donovan heard what Jalen was saying had something to do with Donovan not talking, because he was like, I can't say any more perfectly than that kid's saying right now. And I think that's okay to hear from a second-year player. I think that's okay, especially in a night where, listen, they're all scrambling to make a plane. They had to get out of there. Jeff, you've been in that situation, right? Sometimes that's just...
It's down and dirty and you get out.
And I think Jalen Tyson, I like the fact that it's not necessarily a leadership role, but listen, we heard this from the GM last year. They got a lot of quiet guys on this team.
Yeah.
Still do, right? And it's nice to hear a young player step forward and have kind of the temerity to feel like I can do this and I can say how we all feel. So I thought that was good.
The one thing about Evan and Tom, I've said this since he's been here, when he is the number one or at least 1A option on this team, I think they're going to be so difficult to beat. But and there's more to it than numbers, and there's more to it than just the stats involved. But I do think the stats tell you something here. And when Evan came into the league, his first year, he averaged 15 points a game and 8.3 rebounds. He's not averaged more than 1.1 rebound a game, more than that, in the last 4 years.
Yeah.
In other words, his rebounding hasn't really gone up.
Right.
He's still rebounding 8 or 9 rebounds a game. And his scoring has topped out right now, his highest scoring average is 18.9. Well, that's about 4 points a game higher than his rookie year. The jump that I think all of us would love to see from Evan is a jump to 23 to 24 points a game and to 12 rebounds a game. Now, that's tough. Those are Hall of Fame numbers.
Yeah.
But when you came into the league as a, 20-year-old, and you're averaging 15 and 8.5?
And now it's just slightly better than that. But you got to also think about the way the team is constructed, right?
Without question.
Right? With
Donovan's here now. Donovan wasn't
guards,
here. Right. Ball, Donovan wasn't here his rookie year.
Yeah. That's got a lot to do with it.
Does Evan have to go out and just say, hey, give me the ball? Does he have to set up in the low block, demand it? Does he have to add aggressiveness to his game? I think yes, to be honest.
I do too.
At some point, it's not just on the guards to get him the ball. It's on him to get the ball and do something with it. Set up. Make yourself available. Go for it. Be the aggressive guy. Because, Tom, when we've seen him do that,
yeah,
gosh, is he good.
He's got to get that message from number 45 as well, right? He's got to be given the green light by the best player on the team to go ahead and do those kinds of things.
Does he?
Because of the way the kid that Evan Mobley is, I think he does.
In other words, he needs a kick in the...
Yeah, because I don't think he's hardwired that way, Jeff. I'm not saying that he's soft or anything like that. I think there's enough physicality out of Evan Mobley, and I think there's another level.
He's the defensive player of the year last year.
He was.
You're not the defensive player of the year by just blocking shots.
No, you've
got to be physical.
And he has gotten stronger. We've seen his physical growth, right?
Yeah.
I think what frustrates people is that, and we talked about this off the air, Evan Mobley gets the ball 12 feet from the basket. Instead of sometimes dropping his shoulder and getting himself into the lane and powering up to the basket, he'll dribble out 15 feet and take a jumper. Or he'll settle for that three that you kind of cringe at, right? Like, he's gotten better. His outside shot has gotten better.
But the coaching staff wants him to spread that game and take that three.
I get that.
I hate that.
But they also want him to... but to Jeff's point before, they also want to see him put it up on the glass and go get it and dunk it again. He had a couple of those moments the other night against Boston, right?
Yeah.
Put back dunks, moments where he asserted himself. Got to see more of it.
And Tom,
go ahead.
It's only going to be more vital for him to do that when Darius plays regularly. That's what we've not seen when those two guards are together, and they're both great basketball players.
But
they set a different tone for the team when they're both out there and they're both taking 15 to 20 shots a game.
I agree with you. There's also a different tone set for the team when Jared Allen or any center is out there with Evan, right?
Yeah.
Changes the entire spacing of the floor and changes his responsibilities or where he's going to get touches on the floor and do some things that we want to see.
Yeah, I agree with you. Mark's in Cleveland. Hey, Mark, welcome.
Thank you, fellas. Look, man, now it's like, what the excuse now? You haven't had Darius out there, so you haven't had those two ball-dominant guards. You haven't had Jared out there, so you haven't had the big guy clogging up the middle. This guy's had an opportunity to shine right now. He's touching the ball 13 more times per game since Darius isn't in. And he's only shooting it one more time per game. You know, it's like, it's time for him. Donovan has been giving him the green light. He's been saying we want him more involved. He need to do this. The guy doesn't have it in. I think he done reached the ceiling. I mean, how can he's the defensive player of the year. He's going to be in that conversation every year. And you think this guy's going to go out there and put 25 points up, 23 points? That's a lot to ask from Evan. He's doing a great job for mine. I just think the ceiling has been placed too high for him, expectations.
I think, Mark, I think you make a great point. I think, are we asking too much of this kid, Jeff? Is it too much to ask Mark. For him to be – to take this game to another level? Does he have another level? I don't either.
I don't know, but I do know this. When you see guys with his physical skills and basketball skills, man, you set that bar pretty high. And, you know, I don't want to compare him to Giannis. I'll say this. Giannis is a freak of nature. That's the name. But look where he's taken his game. And that's what I mean by this. It's not a comparison of players, but it's a look what this guy did with his game. And that's what I would love to see Evan do if he's capable of doing it. And Tom, this year, next year, I think Mark's right about that. Has he hit his ceiling? Man, I hope not.
I hope not either.
But the answer might be maybe.
It makes you wonder. I know.
The answer might be maybe.
I feel the same way as the last two callers. I mean, there's a lot there, but there still seems to be a lot more there, and we're not seeing it. I do think, though, Jeff, I think we've seen a better Evan under Kenny, right?
I think we've seen
moments where he's grabbed the rebound and he's taking the ball up the floor, which you want him to do.
And Tom, even if let's say Mark's right, let's say he's hit his ceiling. All right, you still have a big man on the floor who can run like crazy and average 18 and 9, and that's pretty dang good.
And protect the rim.
Yep. 216-474-0092. Your thoughts on where the Cavs sit now and what this roster is looking like, because there are a lot of really nice pieces on this roster if they can make them all fit.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.